Married at First Sight, Chapter 2971, Serenity asked, "Can I tell your elder brother?" After struggling for a while, Tatum said, "It doesn't matter. If I need help from him in the future, I have to trouble him. If I don't tell him, he won't know how to help me." Serenity smiled lowly. "Your elder brother can help you with work matters, but there is no point in asking your elder brother for emotional matters. If you have emotional problems in the future, you can ask me. I know better than your elder brother." Zachary didn't know much about women. In his words, all his knowledge of the opposite sex was used on her, and he no longer had any extra thoughts to understand other women. Every woman's personality is different, therefore, asking Zachary about other women's affairs was in vain. Serenity couldn't replicate what Zachary said. Even if there is someone with a similar personality to Serenity, it is not Serenity. As Zachary's younger brother, Tatum also knew who his eldest brother was. Since his sister-in-law, Serenity, promised to help him if anything happened, he quickly thanked her. If Serenity was willing to help him, it was equivalent to the elder brother helping him, who didn't know that Zachary was a maniac who doted on his wife. In the past, there was a saying circulating in Wiltspoon's business community, "Don't offend, young Master York." Now that sentence has been changed to "Don't offend the eldest young mistress of the York family." That would have more serious consequences than offending young Master York. They would rather offend the eldest young master of York than the eldest young mistress of York, Tatum said. "Sister-in-law, I'm going to go in and apologize to Mom. No matter what, it's because of me that Mom and Dad stumbled." Serenity hummed. She entered the house with Tatum. Liam had already coaxed his wife. Tanya wasn't angry anymore, but when she saw Liam rushing over to take her home late at night, she was a little embarrassed and felt that she was being unreasonable. Liam also told her that if she really couldn't accept Tatum becoming a chef for others, he would no longer be an enlightened father and would definitely stop Tatum from becoming a chef. After Serenity's explanation and the possibility that Tatum was working as a cook for the future, younger daughter-in-law, was he pursuing his wife? Tanya can't stop Tatum from pursuing his wife. Tanya, in turn, relieved her husband. She won't stop Tatum from doing anything anymore. After all, he was an adult. Using the rounding method to calculate his age, Tatum was already 30 years old. She still cared about so many things. The child was born sitting in Serenity's belly, and Tanya happily played with her grandson. Children and grandchildren had their own blessings, and Tanya didn't care what they did. Although Tanya was also very interested in his future daughter-in-law and wanted to know where she was from, what her family background was, and what she looked like, Tatum didn't tell her, so it was hard for her to ask. One thing is certain, the woman's character is not a problem. The person Grandma May, her mother-in-law, chose was still someone Tanya could trust. Looking at Serenity, Cameron, and Hayden, no one was bad. Grandma May had very good sense. Mom. Tatum came in and saw his parents sitting on the sofa talking about something. He walked over and called his mom. Tanya raised her head and looked at Tatum. "Tatum, I just came to see your elder brother. I plan to stay here for 2 days to accompany your elder sister-in-law. I didn't run away from home." Tatum observed that Tanya was no longer angry, and he felt relieved. He sat down and said with a smile, "Mom, how could it be that you ran away from home? You just missed my eldest brother and sister-in-law, so you came to stay for a few days. But, Mom, my dad can't live without you. If you are not at home, Dad can't eat or sleep. So, I sent my dad here overnight." Tanya turned to look at Liam beside her. Liam deliberately wore an old face, but in fact, he took good care of himself and looked like Zachary's eldest brother. Chapter 2972. "Tanya, if you want to come over, you won't take me with you, leave me at home. We are husband and wife, and we will never leave each other. Have you ever considered my feelings when you left me at home? You miss Zachary and Serenity. Tell me. Why don't I come with you? Glancing at Sunny sitting on Tanya's lap, Liam added, You miss Sunny, and I miss Sunny too. Sunny, who was pointed out, raised his little face, looked at Tanya, then at Liam, and finally at Tatum and Serenity. He didn't quite understand why he was involved. He just asked Grandma Reading to watch cartoons with him. Then Grandpa York came. Grandpa York took Grandma Reading's hand and said a lot in front of him. Grandma Reading seemed to blush, and then she let him watch TV by himself and pulled Grandpa York upstairs. Just 2 minutes after going downstairs, his aunt, Serenity, and Uncle Tatum came in. I miss Grandma Reading too. Sunny said it with twinkling, big eyes. Everyone laughed. Sunny was inexplicable, and he soon started laughing too. Serenity said to her nephew, Sunny, it's time to go upstairs and take a shower. After taking a shower, go to bed. You have to get up to go to kindergarten tomorrow. Auntie, can I watch it for another 10 minutes? As soon as Sunny heard Serenity urging him to go upstairs to wash up and sleep, he couldn't help but bargain. Serenity reminded Sunny, tomorrow is Friday. Your Uncle Louis will pick you up from kindergarten in the afternoon, and then Uncle Louis will take you by plane to Jensburg. Your mother is waiting for you and Uncle Louis in Jensburg. Serenity even wanted to fly to Jensburg, but no one supported her. Liberty also warned her that if she didn't listen to Zachary, she would deal with her when she came back. She was afraid that Zachary couldn't control Serenity, so she insisted on going to Jensburg. Zachary couldn't do anything to her, so she warned Serenity in advance. Jensburg was a bit dangerous for Serenity and Liberty. Liberty took the lead, and she wouldn't back down. But Serenity was pregnant, and Liberty would not let her come to Jensburg no matter what. To put it bluntly, both her son and sister stayed at Wiltspoon. If something happened to her, there would still be someone to help collect her body. Sunny followed Duncan to Jensburg on Friday. Only with Duncan following him would Liberty agree to Sunny coming. It's only been 2 days. The battle between her and the Farrell family would become more intense. And she would not let Sunny come to Jensburg again. Nothing had happened yet. The Farrell family was still wary of the York family, and they dared not move around for the time being. When the dog jumped over the wall, there was no telling what the Farrell family would do. Sunny suddenly said happily, Auntie, I won't watch cartoons anymore. I will go upstairs to take a shower and then go to bed. Oh, after taking a shower, still have to pack my things. Sunny had followed Serenity on a long trip to FC Manor. During that trip, Serenity bought him a small suitcase and told him to use the small suitcase to carry his things whenever he traveled far in the future. With that said, Sunny slipped from Tanya's arms, not forgetting to say good night to everyone present. Then, happily, he went upstairs. Tanya said to Serenity, Saren, do you want him to take a bath by himself? Serenity said, he has learned to take care of himself. Now I want to help him bathe, but he doesn't want me. He says he is a man, and I am a woman. He can't let a woman help him bathe. It's very embarrassing. Everyone laughed again. Sunny was a little kid who knew that there were differences between men and women, but Serenity followed Sunny upstairs. Chapter 2973. After Serenity and Sunny went upstairs, Tatum apologized to his mom again. Tanya said, Mom is not angry anymore. Tatum, your dad and your sister-in-law are right. You are already an adult, you know what you should do, and you can be responsible for what you do. You are not your eldest brother. You don't have to shoulder the burden of the family. You can do whatever you want. As long as you don't steal, rob, or break the law, that's fine. Tanya did not say this sentence, just bring a daughter-in-law when you come back, Tatum didn't tell Tanya that he was chasing his wife, so she pretended not to know. He would tell her about his relationship when he stabilized. No matter who the daughter-in-law was, as long as Tatum liked it, Tanya could accept it. At first, she could accept Serenity. The future younger daughter-in-law's family could afford a private chef, so the family conditions were not bad. So what else couldn't she accept? "Thank you, Mom, for your understanding and support." Tatum thanked his mom. Then he asked his parents, "Mom, Dad, do you plan to stay with your eldest brother for a few days?" Tanya said, "Your grandma is not at home. Mom is here to take care of your sister-in-law. Your dad can go back if he wants. I will tie him up again." Liam immediately said, "Tanya, I will be where you are." Tanya said, "I didn't come with your clothes." Liam smiled and said, "This is not the first time we have stayed at my son's place. There is also my change of clothes in the room we live in." Tanya choked. "Yes, she had forgotten this," Tanya said. "Tatum, you go back first. You have to go to work elsewhere. You need to clearly explain your work to Wiltspoon. You need to tell your elder brother and let someone take over your work to avoid a mess." Tatum hummed, "Mom, I know. I'll wait here for my brother to come back. Just tell him." He was going to Annenberg in Provincetown, although he also had many elites under his command. He still needed someone to help him look after him. He had to tell his elder brother, Zachary, about these things. Let Zachary take care of the arrangements. Tanya asked, "I heard from Saren that Zach might come back late from socializing tonight. Why don't you stay at your brother's place for one night?" Tatum smiled and said, "Mom, I'll wait for my eldest brother to come back and have a chat before going back. It won't be a problem. I also have a house nearby." His parents had a room with Zachary, and they had a change of clothes. Tatum could stay in the guest room, but he didn't have a change of clothes. Several of their brothers owned a lot of real estate in Wiltspoon. Usually, there was no need to stay at brother's house, also. "Then you wait here for your elder brother. Your father and I are too old to stay up late, and it's getting late. We'll go upstairs and rest first." Tanya was no longer depressed, she was in a good mood, and she no longer felt that the time was difficult. Tatum hummed and said good night to his parents. He was watching as his parents went upstairs. Tanya went to the children's room to see Sunny. Sunny had already taken a bath, put on his pajamas, and was ready to rest, but he couldn't sleep yet and was pestering Serenity to tell him a story. Serenity ran a bookstore. Although she didn't read novels as often as Jasmine, she still read some books in her spare time. Telling stories was not a problem for her. Tanya came in and saw Sunny listening to the story, his eyes wide open and not wanting to sleep. Serenity would say to Sunny from time to time, "Sunny, close your eyes." Sunny closed his eyes obediently, but would soon open them again. Chapter 2974. Sunny couldn't sleep. He still wanted to play for a while. "Saren, I'll come tell a story to Sunny." Tanya felt sorry for her daughter-in-law, who was tired, and whispered to Serenity. Without waiting for Serenity's consent, she picked up a children's book on the bedside table and wanted to tell Sunny a story. Serenity did not reject her mother-in-law's kindness. She made room for her mother-in-law and said, "I'm going to check Sunny's small luggage, the luggage he picked up by himself. See if Sunny missed anything." Tanya told Sunny a bedtime story, while Serenity went to check the contents of the small suitcase. Sunny got himself a set of the thickest pajamas. He knew from the adults' conversations that it was very cold in Jensberg, and sometimes it snowed, and it was heavy snow. So he got himself the thickest pajamas. Then he packed up his clothes for 2 days and brought his thickest coat, hat, scarf, gloves, and daily necessities, in addition to these. He also stuffed two toys that he usually liked to play with into the suitcase, as well as a few snacks that he never got tired of. After helping her nephew check the suitcase, Serenity opened the wardrobe again, took two more warm clothes, and stuffed them into the suitcase, filling the small suitcase to the brim. "Andy, do I have everything I brought?" Sunny sat up and asked Serenity. Serenity hummed and praised him. "Sunny tidied up well, everything is complete." Sunny was worthy of being the nephew Serenity taught. Tanya laid down on Sunny and said with a smile, "Sunny, it's time to sleep. Don't sit up again and close your eyes." Sunny stuck out his tongue but then said coquettishly to Tanya, "Grandma, reading, kiss me and wish me a sweet dream." "Okay." Tanya tapped his forehead lovingly, liking Sunny's acting coquettishly towards her, just like when her son was a child. He was the younger son, not Zachary. Zachary had always been serious and businesslike since childhood. He wouldn't act coquettishly toward her. The younger son would act coquettishly in her arms when he was a child, but not for long. When the younger son went to kindergarten and began to receive the same training as his elder brothers, he became sensible and rarely acted like a coquettish child anymore. "Mom, Tatum and Dad have gone back?" Serenity asked softly. "No, your dad said to stay here for a few days. Tatum has something to say to Zach. He will go back when Zach comes back." Serenity asked, "Well, Mom, do you want a midnight snack?" "I'll go downstairs and make you some midnight snacks," Tanya said softly. "No, we don't have the habit of eating late-night snacks. Eating late-night snacks can also make you gain weight. If you really want to eat, you don't have to do it. Don't be tired. If you are tired, don't wait for Zach to come back. Get some rest early. I'm watching Sunny here, and I promise not to let him continue to play around." Serenity looked at Sunny, who had closed his eyes and seemed to be asleep, and said with a low smile, "Sunny is easy to coax to sleep." No matter how energetic Sunny was, he was a 3- or 4-year-old child, Sunny fell asleep. But he would occasionally open his eyes to check to make sure the adult was still there, and then he would fall asleep with peace of mind. "Mom, I'll go back to the room and take a shower first." Serenity yawned gracefully. She was also sleepy. Tanya asked her to go back to her room to rest, and there was no need to wait for Zachary to come back. Zachary was busy with work, so he tried to come back at 10:30 p.m., but sometimes there were too many things to do, and he could only be busy until midnight. Chapter 2975. Zachary arrived home at midnight. He also drank some wine, but was not drunk. Tatum, who had been waiting for him to come back, heard the sound of a car outside, got up, and walked out. Zachary's special car drove to the door of the main house and stopped. The bodyguard got out of the car and saw Tatum coming out. He called him first and then quickly opened the door for Zachary. He wanted to help Zachary get out of the car, but he refused. "I'm not drunk," Zachary said it in a low voice. "Brother." Tatum took a few steps forward and reached out to help his elder brother, but Zachary also pushed him away. "Tatum, why are you here?" Zachary was quite surprised to see Tatum. Zachary said, "I only drank one glass of wine. I'm not drunk. I don't need your help." "Brother, I have something to talk to you about, so I'm waiting here for you to come back." Tatum still helped Zachary, and when he smelled the alcohol, he said, "Brother, you drank a strong bar, and the alcohol smell is very strong. When we have a good conversation, we drink a little." As Zachary walked into the house, he smelled it himself and asked Tatum, "Does the wine smell very strong? Will it stink to your sister-in-law?" "He might have to sleep in the study tonight. Serenity didn't like him smoking and drinking. Sometimes, when socializing, he would eat a lot of chewing gum after smoking a cigarette. Only, After removing the cigarette smell, did he dare to go home, for fear of inhaling his wife, especially since his wife was pregnant with the child of their love? He didn't want his wife to be able to smell the smoke. There was no smell of tobacco at all at home. Friends knew that smoking was not allowed in his house. Zachary muttered to himself, "I can really smell the wine. It's so late, so I won't disturb Saren. I'll spend the night in the study later." He suddenly stopped again, turned around, and asked Tatum, "I thought I saw my parents' cars parked in the parking lot just now." Tatum replied, "My parents are here, and Grandma hasn't come back from going out to meet friends. Mom was afraid that you couldn't take care of my sister-in-law, so she and Dad came to stay for a few days to keep an eye on her." Zachary's mouth twitched. Why couldn't he take care of his wife? His parents came here to be light bulbs. But his parents were here, and he couldn't drive them away. His parents had always been very sensible and would not easily come over and disturb the young couple. Something happened. Zachary stared at Tatum for a moment and asked, "Tatum, are you in trouble? Or did your parents quarrel?" Tatum said quickly, "Brother, I didn't get into trouble. How could such an honest person like me get into trouble? My parents didn't quarrel, they just disagreed on something and just argued a few words." Zachary's expression was serious. "My parents disagree on something? Something related to you?" Tatum cursed in his heart. The eldest brother was drunk, and his mind was still so clear that it was not easy to fool him at all. "Brother, please sit down first, and I'll get you a glass of water." With that said, Tatum ran to pour water for Zachary. Zachary walked to the sofa and sat down. The TV was still on, with the volume turned down low, and there was a pot of tea and some snacks on the coffee table. The end. Chapter 2971 to 2975. Please waiting for next chapters.